Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
For some people, dating is like running a marathon. You gotta pace yourself. Mm-hmm. Take it nice and slow and steady so you can make it all the way to the end. For others, they treat dating like a sprint to the finish line.
Oh man, I'm exhausted.
Weird, the finish line is located in my bed sheets.
Oh, wow.
But Dee Dee, who's on the phone with us for a second date update today, she decided to turn her dating life into a full-blown decathlon.
Uh-oh, what does that even mean?
She got sponsors, hydration stalls set up.
Okay, so she's pro.
Oh yeah, she did.
You'll
understand what I mean in just a minute, but first, let's meet our decathlete, Dee Dee. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
God, I feel honored. It's like we have a true Olympian on the phone right now, Dee Dee.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I didn't really look at it like that, but now I feel really accomplished.
Yeah, you should be really proud of yourself. So tell us a little bit about why you called in.
Okay, so I got divorced recently, and it was just finalized. I was refusing to date until it was actually final.
Okay.
And now that it is, my friends, they've been, pressuring me, to get back out there.
Yeah.
And a couple of them have been doing this thing called the 10 for 10 challenge. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
No. What's that?
What is it?
Okay. So you go on 10 Tinder dates with 10 different guys 10 days in a row.
Whoa.
That just sounds like the normal Tinder life.
No way. That sounds exhausting to me.
Yeah. It's a lot, quite honestly. But at the same time, I have a bit of a competitive spirit. So I decided I was going to do it. I haven't been on date in almost a year at this point. So
okay, so if you're calling us, I'm guessing you didn't win the competition.
Well, I mean, I at least finished the race.
Okay.
So how many of these guys are we going to be calling today?
Well, we're only calling the one. But in order to get the 10 dates, I pulled a little bit of a white lie on my profile and said that I was a yoga instructor because I thought, that's just a step below acrobat on the sexy scale,
I know. And men are so predictable, aren't they?
Oh, we love yoga
all of
pants.
A sudden, so you're flexible, girl? Yeah.
You got a lot of yoga pants.
I almost put I'm flexible and then I was like, that's too much.
Yeah. So I'm assuming a lot of quality options hit you up.
Well, I mean, it was really more about volume than anything else.
You're like the 7-Eleven of dating. You just want a lot of people through the door.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think it was my most honest, genuine Tinder experience because I didn't even read profiles. I was like, for once in my life, I'm using this app for what it's supposed to be for.
Okay.
Mindless swiping.
So which one of the 10 guys did you actually connect with?
Well, this guy, he was date number 8. So I was pretty sick of dating at this point.
Yeah, things were looking pretty bleak.
Yeah, but number 8 was awesome, so awesome that I actually told him the truth.
Ooh.
Wait, you told him about the 10 for 10 or that you were divorced? Or I mean, there's a lot of truths here.
Oh, my God. No. I did not tell him about the 10 for 10. In fact, thank you for reminding me. Please, please, please don't say that to him. I want to call him, but I don't want him to know that he was number 8 of 10.
I thought that's what you came clean about. You told him about the divorce?
No. I told him I'm not a yoga instructor.
Oh. God. There were so many things on our list there.
No, and he knows I'm divorced. That was no secret. But
okay.
No, I didn't tell him about the 10 for 10. I just figured he was really sweet and I'm going to tell him the truth because I want to see him again. And he laughed it off. No big whoops. Everything was fine. But
that's good.
Wow, what a good guy to be able to look past not dating a yoga instructor.
Oh,
you don't find a lot of guys that these days.
Yeah, I would have got up and laughed.
Okay, well, to be fair, I am very flexible.
Good to know.
So what were some of the highlights with Tony?
You know that montage in Ferris Bueller where they go to the museum and it's all artsy and deep? And so it felt like that. I felt like a grown-up date.
I don't really remember that montage. I'm going to be honest.
It was the kind of date you see in the movies. Usually my dates are more we go and eat something real quick, maybe smoke something, and that's it. Maybe watch a movie. But this was a date.
You were looking at art.
So did you go to museums then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we walked around downtown, and then we went to the museum, and we're holding hands. I think that's why I got so mushy.
Cute.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
You danced in a parade as it went by. I've seen that Ferris Bueller movie.
We almost ran into his dad. It was super tense.
Yeah. I think that in some ways, holding hands is even more intimate than, like, kissing someone.
Really?
Oh, my God. You know,
this is what I'm saying. I just got divorced. We hated each other, but we still slept together occasionally because we're human beings and we have needs. But we have not held hands in, like, 6 years.
See?
All right. Okay.
So how did the day end?
It was just really sweet, you know? Honestly, I maybe gave him a little more info than he needed on a first date because, like I said, I did get really kind of mushy. Like, we were holding hands. It felt like we were
together
for a while. So I started talking about my actual job or job that I'm trying to get, I guess. I'm an aspiring author. I'm a writer.
Cool.
I'm not yet published. So I'm sort of in that, like, super broke, not sure if I actually have any talent phase in my career. It's very stressful.
Yeah.
Like, I have to tell myself every day that, like, this is my purpose. I'm born to do this, but I don't have any evidence yet.
Totally. A classic artist.
So what do you think went wrong on the day? Why do you think this guy isn't calling you back?
I'm a woman, so, like, my first thought is he met someone he'd rather have sex with than me. But my second thought would be that I think I may have frightened him off and maybe come off a bit crazy because I did, you know, lie on my profile about the yoga thing, and then I got a little bit vulnerable, let's say, talking about my career. May have got a little bit misty for a moment.
Too much too soon.
Yeah.
Guys don't like misty, so.
They love moist, but not misty.
Yeah. Now that's a bumper sticker.
Yeah, you're speaking my truth here. All right, Dee Dee.
Oh, I like you, Dee Dee.
Well, we're going to play a song, come back, and call Tony for you and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, everybody cross your fingers and your toes. Please.
Okay, got them all crossed.
All right, hold on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, we're on the phone with Dee Dee, who's FD and DTD.
What?
Freshly divorced and down to date.
I don't think that's what that was.
I'm pretty sure that's a popular saying that all the teens are using nowadays.
Yeah. Put that in your profile, Dee Dee. You'll get some swipes.
Yeah, the 19-year-olds are big into the divorcees.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the divorced teens are using this now. Anyway, Dee Dee's friends got her to try something called the 10 for 10 challenge, which is where you go out on 10 Tinder dates over 10 days with 10 different dudes.
Yes.
Wow.
And her eighth date is the one that really stuck. His name's Tony, and she had a great time exploring the city Ferris Bueller style with him, but there has not been a meetup since then. And Dee Dee, we never asked you this. Have you actually tried to contact him yet after the date, or is this the first time you're reaching out?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've texted him. He just hasn't texted me back. So I'm like, I'm in a place now where I don't even know if he's not interested or if he, you know, fell off the face of the earth.
Okay. Hmm. All right. Well, you know, what's interesting, though, you could actually call your 10 for 10 challenge a success because at least you met one dude you really liked.
I was looking at it as a success because I actually put up with all 10 of them. Like, I didn't give up.
Yeah. Okay.
You persevered, and that's all that matters in the dating world.
I was like, I held on to hope in the face of no hope at all.
All right.
We're going to keep that positive attitude going, and we're going to give Tony a call for you and get your second date update, all right?
Yeah, it seemed like a really good idea until this moment. Now I'm kind of freaking out, so let's do this.
All right, we're going to make this work for you, okay? We're going to call him right now.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Tony, please?
Speaking?
Is this number 8, Tony?
He doesn't know.
Excuse me?
Never mind. Sorry.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, okay. So, Tony, this is young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Young Jeffrey from where?
Don't worry about it, actually. Forget it.
Hi, Tony.
It's not going to help you.
Everything Jeffrey's saying is confusing. We're a radio show.
Yes.
Why are you a radio show and why are you calling me?
We were hired by some people
that make
a while
bad
ago.
Decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't ask us why we're a show. We don't have a good answer for you. But
we're barely a show.
The reason that we're calling you is because we're doing something called the Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, I have not.
Well, we're about to turn you into a listener.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
We're talking about the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and they're not calling you back, you can reach out to us to try and figure out why that is. So we're calling on behalf of a woman named Dee Dee.
Dee Dee. Oh, okay.
Yes, okay.
So I'm on the radio right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But more importantly, you went out with Dee Dee, like maybe a week or so ago.
And she really likes you and she wants to know why you haven't gotten in touch with her since then.
So she had a radio show call me.
Well, you weren't answering her text messages.
Yeah.
Well, that's none of your business.
Well, true.
We're not trying to like pry or anything. Dee Dee just feels like you guys had a real connection and your date sounded pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what? She thought it went really well, you're saying?
Yeah.
Do you think it went well or do you not think it went well? Like, we want to know a little bit more about it so that we can help Dee Dee understand why she's getting blown off.
Well, if you must know, I think it went well to like a point. You know, we went out like to a museum. We walked around. It was a really relaxing date, I would say.
Okay, so what changed?
So I guess towards the end of the date, we started talking more in depth about, our personal lives and our backstories. And then at that point, kind of a big red flag came up.
Well, she told us that she came clean about lying to you on her dating profile about being a yoga instructor. Is that what you're talking about?
No, not that. That was perfectly fine and funny.
Okay.
A lot of people tell lies on Tinder, so that, no, that wasn't anything big. Not in comparison to what she ultimately did tell me, though. Uh-oh.
Can you share what that is? She seems like a pretty open person. I mean...
Right. Well, I don't know what she told you guys, but so she's trying to become an author. Perhaps she's mentioned this.
Yeah.
She said she's not published yet, but it's like a dream of hers.
So, you know, she's writing and it's very stressful for her. And she hasn't been able to really work or make much money for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But she said as of now, she's been covered financially due to the bus scam.
What'd you say? The bus scam?
Yes, the bus scam.
What does that mean?
Is it like some pyramid scheme where she's selling cosmetics at a bus stop? What is that?
If only. It's a little more deep than that. She basically conned the city into giving her a settlement due to getting hit by a city bus.
Wait, what did you just say?
Like a lot of money then?
She got hit by a bus to get money from the city.
Yes, but, and she's been living off this for years now.
You're saying she did it on purpose?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. Wait, did she?
Hold on.
Did she tell you that, or was she joking? Like, that sounds like a big joke someone would say.
No, it was pretty serious. I did ask if she was joking, but she said she was 100% serious.
What?
Jose's coming up with all sorts of ideas.
Like,
what public transit do I throw myself in front of next?
Ask her if it hurts.
Yeah, 5:15 comes in 6 minutes, Jose. You better get down there.
I'm out of here, guys. See
you later. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we need to ask Dee Dee about this. Dee Dee, did you jump out in front of a bus on purpose to make some money?
She's on the phone.
No. Wow, Tony, that is not how I told you the story at all. Like, oh my God.
What?
Hold on.
That makes me sound like a psycho.
I can't believe you're on the phone and you had a radio show call me to ask why I didn't call you back. That's psycho right there.
Sorry. I think, Tony, that was on me. We shouldn't have hit you like a bus like that. We have them listening on the other line so that they can know what's going on. So yeah. Dee Dee's been hearing everything you said.
But I need you guys to understand something, because, like, this is the last reason I thought he wasn't calling me back, because that's not exactly how it happened, okay? First of all, I'm not, like, some scammer. I refer to it as the bus scam because I think it's funny that I happen to get hit by a city bus and get a settlement. It's kind of good luck as far as I can see. Like,
why would you call it a scam?
Because it's funny, you know, I got hit by a bus. That sounds ridiculous. It's and not for nothing, in the artistic community, it's kind of everyone's dream.
It's like winning the lottery.
That's the perfect scenario. I got hit by a bus, but I'm totally fine.
Well, you know, it doesn't sound fine to me, because I don't know if I could be with somebody who just so openly cheated the system that way.
How did I cheat the system? I got hit by a bus. I didn't jump in front of a bus.
I
want to
see the video. I don't know.
But you pretended to be more hurt than you actually were to get a bigger settlement.
I think you're making a lot of assumptions about me, Tony, especially considering, like, I didn't even ask for alimony or anything from my husband. Like, the last thing I am is a scammer. But I'm also an optimist, so I look at this as a positive. I think this is a way I got lucky, and it's a jump start for my career.
Hey!
Well, it sort of different from the way you told it to me when we were out on our date, how you saw the bus coming and you kind of leaned into it.
What?
Well, I was being flippant. I was bragging about getting hit by a bus, for heaven's sake.
Oh, really?
But did you lean into it or did you not? So, like, what's the true story now?
Yeah, it's like she like, supermanned the bus.
Yes.
Like, tried to stop it with her shoulder.
You lean into a baseball, not a bus.
Honestly, I'm really glad that we did call him because I'm like, Tony on the phone on the radio is so different from Tony in the museum.
I think he could say the same about
Well,
you,
I'm not
though.
I'm not awful sandbagged on the radio, so sorry about that.
So wait, Didi, are you not interested in him anymore because he's accusing you of being a bus scammer?
I can't believe he thinks that I would purposely get hit by a bus. Like,
I only think you purposely got hit by a bus because you told me that you purposely got hit by a bus.
I was exaggerating. Well, I'm a writer. Oh my God, it's hyperbole, for heaven's sake.
Tony, I
were
think
you
you're...
in the middle of writing when you got hit?
Well, maybe that's why she wasn't looking both ways. Her head was down in her paper.
Oh, come on.
Tony, this is a positive thing. Like, I see this as an opportunity for, like, a romantic love story. You guys could be the next Bonnie and Clyde, scamming city buses across the country, taking home millions. Tony, think about it.
Says two people who hate each other currently.
If it were reversed, I would be dating him just for the story. Like, this is a really good story.
It is, Tony. So you should really consider it. And if you say yes to going out on a second date, we will pay for it. Not just the dinner. But the bus fare, too.
No, because then we're accomplices.
Yeah, it's like a date scam now.
No.
She's scamming everybody.
Yeah, not at this time. It was really nice meeting you, DD. And I know people say this all the time, but I really mean it. Try very hard not to get hit by a bus.
Sage advice.
Yeah, that's some great advice, Tony. Thank you.
Everyone listening.
If you really wished me well, you would say you hope I do get hit by a bus again.
Mm. Oh, well, I guess.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.